So today we're going to talk about some controversial truths. One of the things that I have been obsessed with pretty much my entire life is studying successful people to see what makes them tick. So when I read a book or I listen to a podcast or listen to a course, watch a course, I don't just read them or I don't just listen to them. I actually study them. I look to see what is truth or what is actually worked for me in the real world and what is complete BS. So as of this recording right now, I have been the CEO of my own life for the past 26 years. So I've got a lot of time in the trenches. So I can separate the good, the bad, and the ugly to see what really works. And there's a lot of online gurus out there right now that seem to all have the secret formula. But really, the secret formula is your mindset, right? You just have to be that kind of person that is just determined to blaze your own trail. So I have been listening to a gentleman named Alex Hormozi. Now, I first listened to Alex back in 2018. I saw him speak at a conference. And I didn't think all too much of it at the time because, you know, the conference was, you know, there for hype, right? It was there to obviously sell something. And he was one of the people that they had up there as their golden boy, he and his wife, Layla. But now, as time has passed, well, 6 years has passed since then. And now I am just so impressed with this guy because everything that he shares and he teaches, he's done. And there's nothing behind the curtain. He's just laying it out there raw and real. So I just really, really, really enjoy his stuff. So I was listening to a podcast with him, and he was talking about some controversial truths. So I took some notes on these things, and I wanted to just share my thoughts on them. Okay. So the first thing that he said was, in 3 generations, no one will remember you. So who really cares what they think, right? Who cares what they do and here's what they say? See, here's the thing. In life, there are so many critics. There are so many people that seem to know what you should be doing with your life. Absolutely crazy, right? They have no idea what your gifts or talents are or what your purpose is, what you're passionate about. But yet somehow they seem to know exactly what it is that you should be doing with your life, okay? So here's the thing. What we need to do is we need to really internalize that and understand that in 3 generations, nobody's going to remember you anymore, right? So go after your goals and dreams and just do you. Do it for you and for nobody else. So here's the thing. I got to thinking about that because anytime I hear something, I don't just take it for gospel, right? I'm like, well, wait a minute. Is that true? Is nobody going to really remember me? So I looked at my own life and I'm like, okay, so from my generation going backwards would be me. And then my parents. So that's 1 generation. And then from my parents, I would be going back to my grandparents. That is 2nd generation back. And then 3rd generation is my great grandparents. Now, if I go back, I can really only remember one of my great grandparents. Affectionately, she was known as Nani, right? And she passed away. I believe she might have been 8 years old or so, but I remember her. I remember her. I remember her voice. I remember where she lived. I remember all of those things about her. But after that, that's it. I don't know anybody else in my family line personally. I don't know them. So is what Alex is saying true that in 3 generations, no one will remember you? Well, sure it is. I mean, if you can't even remember your own generations, how is anybody else who is judging you or critiquing you or telling you how they think they should be of any relevance whatsoever? Seriously, you can pass away today, and all the people that had something to say about you will find somebody else to get out there and judge. Again, so let's just do you, okay? Now, Alex went on to say this, and I thought this was great too. He said, the more you flex the muscle of independent thinking, right? You're going your own way. The more you flex the muscle of independent thinking, the more it becomes the default as the way that you think. Now, that I have found to be absolutely 100% true. As I have worked on myself and as I continue to elevate and as I continue to grow, right, I started to think very, very differently than the average person, because the average person is thinking average thoughts. I'm thinking more elevated type of thoughts. And I know the people that I surround myself with are also thinking a very elevated thought. So when he says, the more you flex the muscle of independent thinking, the more it becomes the default as the way you think, is absolutely true. At least it has been true for me in my life. Okay. So here's what you'll also find. And this was something that he said. And as soon as he said it, I was shaking my head. Yes, 100%, this is true. Everyone else's actions start looking more and more insane to you. Okay. Everyone else's actions start looking more and more insane to you. So here's an example. People living the life you don't actually really want, right? You're going through day by day and you're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, right? That's the definition of insanity. So you're living a life you don't want, but you don't do anything about it. How about wearing what you want to wear, or what and where, wearing what you're expected to wear? One of the things that, as a speaker, one of the things that I really come to enjoy is I like to see a speaker get up there and there's something about them that looks different. They're not trying so hard. They're wearing what's comfortable. Matter of fact, I'm actually just working on some new branding stuff on stuff that I actually like. So here's like my new cap, for example, right? So a lot of people would say, "Oh, Bill, you can't get up on stage and speak in front of people with a hat on like that." I'm like, "Well, yes, I can, because that's the kind of life that I want, and that's is most true to me, right?" So I've got my little lightning bolt on there. My last name is Storm, so that kind of works out well. On the side, it says "Be a blessing," right? Because when I get on stage, that's the thing that I'm focused on is other people. And then on the back, it says "Team Storm," and it's got another lightning bolt on there. I'm comfortable in that. I like that. I feel good like that. Okay. Another example is tolerating negativity and energy vampires in your life. People that suck the living life force out of you on a daily basis. No bueno, right? Why are we doing that? And then last, working at a job you hate. And somebody says, "Well, you know, what am I supposed to do, Bill? I can't just quit." Well, the question is why? Why can't you just quit? Right? So with me in my life, I'm a very difficult people to difficult person to have that conversation with. Because I did exactly that. I had a job. I was the only income earner in my family when my wife was pregnant with our first child, and I did. I quit, and it was the best decision I ever made. Was it scary? Hell yeah, of course it was scary, but I still did it because I knew that if I didn't do it, I was going to be stuck there, and nothing was going to be able to change for me. Okay, so this was great. Write this down. This is great. Alex says, if you zoom out far enough, you can't see the earth, right? So sometimes when you get so caught up in who's saying what about who and what your deadlines are and what your goals are, and you know, if this doesn't happen, the whole world's going to come to an end. Listen, if you zoom out far enough, right? Or if you get on a spaceship and you go to the moon and you look back at the earth, you realize you're so small, right? None of the things that you're worried about really matter, right? You're like the size of a flea. I mean, not even the size of a flea. I mean, you can't even be seen. So if you zoom out far enough, whenever you start to get into that situation where you're feeling anxious about something, zoom out far enough to where it becomes silly and ridiculous. So this was another thought that he shared, and I love this. I love this. So listen close to this. This is great. Don't follow what most people do, because you don't want the results they're getting, right? Isn't that true? Right? So many people have a lot to say about who you are and what, you know, what you should be doing. But if you took a look at their life, you look at their life and you say, well, is that the result that I want? Are they living the dream? Are they living my dream? Are they living my truth? And then you find out they're not, and you're like, so don't follow what they're doing, because most of those people aren't getting the results that you're getting. And one of the things that I have taken on as a personal mantra is to take a look at whatever the masses do and do the exact opposite, right? Most people do the wrong thing, right? So an easy way to judge whether or not a decision is good is just look at what everybody else is doing. And if everybody else is going left, you probably should go right, right? Because going left is headed down the wrong way, right? So if you're getting caught up in little things, or if you're majoring in the minors, right? Seriously, who cares what Karen thinks, right? Who cares what Ken thinks? If they were so great, they'd be living their best life instead of criticizing yours. Just think about it.